Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Wednesday morning. It is midweek. How about that? Wednesday morning, October the 12th, 2022, 10-12-22, 12 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And what a morning we have for you this morning. Got a lot of news and notes to go through this morning. And I'm so excited this morning because you might know if you've been listening to the program the last couple days, I was running a little behind, especially yesterday. I got here just about 2 minutes before we were about to go on air, got stuck behind a truck in the McDonald's line. It was just a nightmare yesterday. No show preparation at all before we went on the air. Today, total show preparation, had plenty of time to sit back, relax, get ready for the show. And that's a good thing because there are a lot of things I want to talk about this morning. And we have 2 hours to do so. And the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. So if there's anything out there you'd like to talk about, 740-751-4038. And there has been a lot of news in the last 24-hour cycle. So it's kind of interesting here in Ohio and beyond. I did want to mention that Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on today when I'm done at 10 a.m. Linda will be on until 12 noon. And then the Adam the Computer Guys show will be on today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Don't miss that. And here on WGH Talk, you can hear those programs by going to the website WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app, and it is absolutely free. Searching WWGH to listen on any mobile device. And this is one of our long-running things this week. And I hope Judy Summers is out there listening this morning, because Judy has been trying to get the TuneIn app on her Fire Stick for quite some time. Now, originally, it was just a problem with the TuneIn app, that she downloaded it, but I think she gave the wrong thing to search to her son. Instead of searching WWGH, they searched the number, the old number, 107.1 FM. So it wasn't coming up, but then tragedy arose, and apparently Judy's Fire Stick stopped working altogether. So that was no good. And I think that's where we left off yesterday, was her Fire Stick was not working at all. So hopefully they got it fixed, and hopefully she's able to listen. And Judy, if you're out there at any time during this program, give us a buzz. It's always good to hear from you. 740-751-4038. I think once Judy figures it out, how she can listen, that really she'll realize it's just like listening on the radio. It's just another device that this show is coming out of. The show has not changed at all. As far as doing the show, it's just how you hear it or what device you hear it out of. And we did get to talk to Lee yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And he still seems like he's in the process of getting some kind of Alexa or internet service so he can listen. And if we get Judy and Lee back, we'll have a good portion of the audience that we lost. Now, the people out there who are listening right now on TuneIn or Alexa's or however you're listening, I know some people listen on their smart televisions. Give me a buzz. How do you enjoy listening on these devices? I think it's fine. You know, at my house right now, I listen on the Alexa. If I want to check something out on the station, well, I don't have an Alexa. I have a Google Dot. So I talk to my Google Dot and get the station to come up. And to me, it just sounds like a radio. And this station hasn't changed at all. We still have everything at the top of the hour. We still have the obituary reports. We still have the news reports. We still have the weather reports. So it pretty much just sounds the same, which I think is very, very good. And we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Chip, you're up bright and early this morning. What's going on?
Let me tell you the news.
Oh, what's the good news?
The COVID's not going sight.
I did hear that. Yes, there will not be a strike at Kroger last week when the employees voted. They voted up the contract, so the strike is out the window.
Yeah.
Now, does this make you happy, Chip?
Yeah, all of us should get $2 raise.
$2 raise? Well, $2 an hour is not bad at all.
Yeah.
Now, how were the people at your store? Were they happy?
Yeah.
I bet so. That was all a mess trying to figure that out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Chip, you are at Kroger South now on Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 9. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, how are you enjoying that?
Oh, good.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, how many years have you been there?
17 years.
17 years. My goodness. Do you still like it, or are you ready for retirement?
I'm ready to retire.
You're ready to just stay home all day, huh?
Yeah.
Now, Chip, are you still cooking any?
Yeah.
What types of things do you cook?
Pizza.
So mostly pizza?
Yeah.
What do you like on your pizza?
Pepperoni, cheese, and mushroom.
Oh, you like the mushrooms.
Yeah, the meat, the meat pasta, too.
Oh, you like pasta. Now, do you have spaghetti or just plain pasta?
Spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything going on this Christmas, Chip, this holiday season? Any parties or anything?
No.
Well, hopefully something comes up. What do you want Santa Claus to bring for you this year?
Ox Baker, sir.
Ox Baker. Still a big fan of the old Ox Baker, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Chip, is it still busy out there at Kroger South?
Yes.
Now, they did a remodel not too long ago, didn't they?
Yes.
Now, how do I sound? Because I'm coming out of your television. How do I sound coming out of your television?
Good.
Clear as a bell, huh? Well, hey, Chip, I wanted to ask you about the baseball playoffs. The Guardians lost last night in the first game of the Wild Card Series playoffs to the Yankees. 4-1, the Yankees won. So now it's 1-0 in that series. Are you rooting for the Guardians? Are you there, Chip? Uh-oh, I think we lost Chip. Chip, are you okay? Are you there, Chip?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Guardians game last night?
Yeah.
What'd you make of that?
Well, us to play better.
Yeah, hopefully they win. They get a little better here. Well, Chip, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Oh, I think something happened there with Chip. I'm not sure what happened, but he is the number one Kroger employee here in Marion. You can catch him at Kroger South on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 5 until 9 p.m. Don't miss that for love nor money. All right. Chip listens on his television and can hear us clear as a bell. How do you listen out there? And what do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Just curious, I know that I believe Ryan has told us he listens on his phone, which is good. Now, we haven't heard from Ryan for a few days, so we hope he's doing okay. Haven't heard from Trish for a few days. Now, I think she listens on her laptop, so she can still call into the show on her phone. Sarah listens on her phone on the bus, which we certainly appreciate, because then all the people on the bus get to listen to this scintillating program. So hi, everybody on the south side bus this morning. The Pinagrigio couple, I believe, listen on their telephone. And then there are a lot of people who listen on their phones. Oh, Jeannie Evers, I know she listens on her phone. There are a lot of people who listen, and I'm not even aware of, because I run into them at the grocery store, and they'll tell me they listen, but they're at work, so they can't call in. So, you know, I understand that. I learned a long time ago, and people can check this statistic, that only 1% of the listening audience of talk radio actually calls into the programs. So if you think about that, it's an interesting statistic. Just remember that 1% of the actual listening audience of talk radio actually calls into the program. 1%. So take whatever our calls are and multiply it by 100, and you might have an accurate depiction of how many people listen to the program. But we hope that Judy Summers is getting her situation hooked up. Now, let's talk about the Guardians here for a second. You know, I love baseball, and last night was the first game in the playoff series between the Guardians, which, by the way, used to be the Indians, if people don't keep up, and the Yankees. Now, a lot of people had high hopes in this game, and I know that at one point the game was actually tied up, but the Guardians ended up losing the game 4-1. The Yankees won 4-1, which means the Yankees are now up in this series 1-0, which means the Yankees have to win 3 more games, and the Guardians would have to win 4 now to take this series. And I'm an Ohio fan, and in this particular matchup between the Yankees and the Guardians, I root for the Guardians because I'm an Ohio person. I have no attachment to the Yankees. But this is what I will say about the Guardians. And it goes back to the days even when they were the Indians. They tend to choke when it comes to big games. They tend to choke in the World Series. They tend to choke in the playoffs. They just don't do well when they're under pressure. And I don't know why that is. Now, that's not to say that they might not come back and beat the Yankees and totally knock them out of the box, but they choke under pressure. And I go back to the World Series of 2016. I was there in Cleveland when the Indians played the Cubs, got to Game 7, extra innings, at home. The Indians were at home. Matter of fact, at one point in that series, the Indians were up, I believe it was 3-1, something like that. The Cubs had to win 3 games straight to win that title. All the Indians had to do was win 1 game, and they couldn't do it. There was just a factor there that they get nervous. Now, does anybody agree or disagree with this, or did anybody watch that game last night? What is going on with the Guardians? Because the stuff that I have read in regard to this playoff season is that the Guardians are doing very well this year. Now, I have to admit, I have not watched a whole lot of Guardians games, but I hear they have a very good team. They're doing very, very well, and yet here they walk into the playoffs last night, first game of the playoffs, and they go down 4-1 to the Yankees. What do you think the Guardians' problem is? And if you had watched the World Series of 2016, in which they lost to the Cubs, do you think there's any correlation there? There just is something wrong with the Guardians, Indians, whatever you want to call them, the team from Cleveland, the baseball team from Cleveland, to which they have trouble when it comes to the big games. Now, I use the term choke, but I don't know exactly what goes on with them. Does anybody have any baseball thought? Because I know we have some big Guardians fans out there. I don't know. And like I say, did anybody watch that game last night to see exactly what went on? Because I do know it was tied up at one point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, that's the sports report this morning, that the Guardians are now down 1-0 against the New York Yankees as they are playing for that wild card spot to get into the World Series. I don't know. Hopefully they do. And it's not like it's over. They're only 1 game down. These are not insurmountable odds. But what an interesting thing going on there. So there's the sports report this morning. Now, I do want to report back on the my episodes at McDonald's this week. And I do want to report that this morning I got no cookies. So we might have broken the cookie curse. Now, yesterday, we talked about what had happened, that on Monday, I had went through McDonald's, ordered a large diet drink, and they handed me two chocolate chip cookies, and I said I didn't order chocolate chip cookies, and they said, no, take them. Okay. So I went back yesterday, and I ordered another large diet soda, and they handed me two more chocolate chip cookies, and I said, I did not order any chocolate chip cookies, and they said, they're free, take them. Okay. This morning, just a large diet soda. No cookies, which is okay by me because I'm not a cookie eater in the morning. But what we did learn yesterday as we were going off the air, I don't know how Sarah found this out, but apparently all month long, and I hope I'm getting this right, all month long at McDonald's, if you tell them you want cookies when you order something, they will give you two free cookies. Now, I don't know why they're doing this. I don't know why it's not advertised. I don't know why it's hidden. I don't know why I got them, because I wasn't asking for cookies. But apparently that is the deal. That if you go to McDonald's in the month of October and you ask them for cookies, if you order something else, I imagine you have to order something else, you will get cookies. Now, that comes from Sarah yesterday. So don't blame that on me if you don't get your cookies, because I don't even know where that information came from. But I trust Sarah, so I would have to say that it's probably accurate information. But that's not something I know for sure. So let's just put it that way. And this morning, I didn't get any cookies, but I will tell you, I did think this morning about saying, hey, can I have two free cookies, just to see if they would do it. Because the last 2 days I've waited, but I didn't do it because the last 2 days I've wasted four cookies. So I feel bad about the whole situation that I did that. So I didn't want to waste six cookies. Maybe one morning this week I'll try it and give the cookies to somebody else. But has anybody else been to McDonald's and asked for some cookies and gotten them for free? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Did anybody test this out to see if they could get themselves some warm chocolate chip cookies from McDonald's? You know, I posted about this on social media yesterday, and you know what I learned? People like McDonald's cookies. For whatever reason, people are really into McDonald's cookies. I'm sure I've had them. I guess they just did not make that big an impact on me as they have made on other people. That's the McDonald's story. No cookies this morning on Wednesday. All right. Well, I wanted to mention this because I never interviewed this person, but it was big news yesterday. Angela Lansbury died at the age of 96. Now, most people remember Angela Lansbury probably for Murder, She Wrote. Of course, she was the star of Murder, She Wrote. I think for 12 years that show was on in the 80s and the 90s. But she had a great movie career. She was in some of the classic movies of all time. She was in the movie Gaslight when she was 17 years old. She was in The Manchurian Candidate, which is one of those movies. Even though it's black and white, you got to see the movie. The Manchurian Candidate. I think Frank Sinatra's in that, and Lawrence Harvey, who was a great actor, The Manchurian Candidate. Just a great, 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 great movie. Angela Lansbury was in that movie. She was also in a movie with Elvis. I don't remember which of the Elvis Presley movies she was in, but she was in a movie with Elvis Presley, so she did have a pretty good movie career. And then she went to Broadway, and she was Mame on Broadway, which was a huge, big hit Broadway show. And she did some other Broadway hits, I think Sweeney Todd, and shows like that. But she was always a big hit on Broadway, and later in her life she returned to Broadway and did some shows. But then she went to television and got a big hit on television with Murder, She Wrote, and she was there for 12 years doing that. And later in her career, she did movies like The Return of Mary Poppins, and she just was an all-around actress at 96 years old. One of really the last great actresses from the golden age of movies. And I guess the reason I'm talking about Angela Lansbury this morning is I just liked her acting. You know, she is one of those actors... or actresses, however you want to refer to her, that was just, she was so good at what she did. You know, and I'm not saying that other actresses or actors of that time were not good, but if Angela Lansbury was in something, most people watched it. She was one of those people that you could put in anything, and it was never a failure. I can't think of many failures that she was ever a part of. Now, some things did not do big, big, big business, but it always seemed like whatever she was in, she did well with. And sorry to hear of her passing, but at 96 years old, apparently just 5 days short of her 97th birthday, sorry to hear of her passing, but boy, oh boy, what a great career, what a great legacy, and what a great old age to live to, nearly 97 years old. Isn't it interesting how a lot of people die near their birthdays? Early in the year, what was it? Betty White died 21 or 22 days before her 100th birthday. Angela Lansbury dies 5 days before her 97th birthday. I don't know what that is. Does anybody have any idea why that happens? Is there some kind of riddle or myth or idea as to why people die close to their birthdays? I don't know. 740-751-4038. But the point is, Angela Lansbury was a great actress, and if you ever saw her in anything, you got a good performance. I don't think there was ever a bad performance from Angela Lansbury, no matter what she was doing. So sorry to hear of her passing at the age of 96, but we certainly have to say, boy, she was a great, great actress. Does anybody have a favorite Angela Lansbury role? I imagine many people watched her every Sunday night on Murder, She Wrote for many, 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 over a decade that show was on. That is a long, long run, 12 years. So does anybody have a favorite role of Angela Lansbury? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. So the legendary Angela Lansbury died yesterday at the age of 96. And I'll tell you something else. She had a great singing voice. That's another hit she had. She was the voice of Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. And sang really the title song of that movie. What's that song she sang in Beauty and the Beast? Oh, boy. They played it yesterday a bunch when she died. Maybe it's just called Beauty and the Beast. Maybe that's the title of the song. But people love that song. And she did that movie, I think, in the early 90s. Animated hit. So she was even big in animation. And she just had a very unique voice. Singing voice. So she was a class act, and if you hadn't heard, she passed away yesterday at the age of 96. Never interviewed her, but I thought she's one of those rare people that I thought we should mention on the show because she had such a varied career and was just a very, very, very good actress, to be sure. Now, we go from the very great Angela Lansbury to a sad story here in Ohio involving Ohio State football. And when I saw this yesterday, this just brought back sad memories. And I'll tell you why here in a second. Of course, Art Schliester. Poor Art Schliester. Big time famous quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Very well known in his era of the late 70s, early 80s. Well, here's the story yesterday of Art Schliester, October 11th, 2022. Here it is. It's a short story, but a sad one. Former Ohio State quarterback Art Schliester has been charged with possessing cocaine. While responding to a report of an overdose, police found him unresponsive at the Hampton Inn along Lyman Drive in Hilliard in June, according to court documents. Officers administered Narcan before taking Schliester to the hospital. A test of the substance found in his room came back as cocaine, court documents said. Schliester, who was released from prison last summer and remains on post-release control, will appear in court on Friday. Schliester, a native of Bloomberg, Ohio, and played for Ohio State from 1978 to 1981, was a two-time first-team All-Big Ten selection. He was picked fourth in the 1982 NFL draft by the Baltimore Colts. He spent five seasons in the NFL before playing in Canada and the Arena Football League. And now, here we are in 2022, and Art Schliester will be going before a judge on Friday on cocaine possession charges. And it's particularly sad because he's just been out of jail a year. He was in jail for quite a while. I believe it was defrauding people in some kind of gambling issue. And he's been in prison before because of gambling issues. And now we're on to drugs. And it's just a sad, sad story. And I'll tell you my Art Schliester story, which dates back more than 10 years now. When the casinos wanted to come into Ohio, a lot of people were campaigning for them, and a lot of people were campaigning against them, and they were doing commercials and so on and so forth. Well, Art Schliester did a lot of commercials with his mother against bringing the casinos to Ohio, because he's talked about his gambling addiction and how he had been imprisoned for it and how it was an addiction. He was okay then, but bringing these casinos in were certainly not going to help people who had that addiction. So, Art Schliester, if you can find some of those commercials, I'm sure they're online somewhere, with his mother, campaigned pretty heavily against the casinos coming to Ohio. Well, he was coming to Marion on a Saturday to speak at a church about the ills of gambling and having been in prison and so on and so forth. And that day, I invited him to be on my program. At that time, I was at WMRN. I was doing a Saturday morning show, 6 to 10 in the morning, I think, I was on. Sorry, 6 to 9 in the morning. And he was going to do a call-in that morning to advertise that he was going to be speaking at a church here in Marion that evening and what he was going to be speaking on. And this was a Saturday. And I remember we talked all about the ills of gambling, and he talked how bad gambling was, and he talked about being in prison, and he talked about his time with the Buckeyes and so on and so forth. And he was going to be at this church on Saturday night and tell people how bad it was, and that was pretty much the interview. So this is Saturday, and I did not go to the church that night, but I assume Art Schliester gave that speech at the church. So the following Friday, 6 days later, I was watching television, and all of a sudden, a news report out of Columbus came across the television screen that Art Schliester had been arrested for trying to defraud somebody in regard to a gambling scheme. Now, this was 6 days after I had had him on the radio talking about the ills of gambling, and also 6 days after he had spoken to that church here in Marion about the ills of gambling. And then he was arrested 6 days later. So what are the odds? And it's sad that a career like this has fallen to this level. And he went to prison for that. That's what he was in prison for which he got released last year. And now he's out a year and now going in front of a judge on Friday for cocaine possession. And apparently, the way this reads, almost had an overdose. But they administered the Narcan, and I guess this all happened this past summer. Was this back in June, I think it says? Well, it's just a sad, sad series of events here for Arch Sleaster. And him being on release after being released from prison last year, that's not going to be very good to have a possession of cocaine on your record. Does anybody have any feeling toward Arch Sleaster in this whole story? It's just it's sad, sad story. And I don't know what's going on with him, because this has been going on for quite some time now. You know, first he got into the gambling bad, and he did get arrested for it, and he did go to prison, and then he came out, and he was speaking against gambling, and that seemed to be going pretty well, and then he was arrested again for it and sent back to prison, and then he got out of prison again, and now it's possession of cocaine, and just incredibly, incredibly unfortunate. I don't know what happens to people who have that type of notoriety, and I just feel bad for Arch Sleaster. I feel bad for his family, really, who has to endure stories like this, and it's just sad. Any thoughts on it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the ups and downs of the life and career of Ohio State football quarterback legend Arch Sleaster? A lot of people still like Arch Sleaster. You know, I remember years ago I was interviewing Earl Bruce, Coach Earl Bruce, who was Earl Bruce's coach during the Arch Sleaster days. And I asked him about Arch Sleaster. Now, I think this was after Art had been sent back to prison for gambling. And Earl Bruce said he had tried to help Art, but there just came a point where you had to give up on somebody. Because you believe in the person, you believe what they're saying, but it just doesn't work because they just keep reoffending. And I thought of those words from Earl Bruce when I saw this story yesterday. So it's just a sad story. If anybody's got any thoughts on it, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The continuing saga of Arch Sleaster here in Ohio. Very, very, very unfortunate. All right. What else is on the agenda here? Well, I'll tell you, I got some good news to mention here this morning, and I'm very happy to mention this news on the radio, coming from a sad story to a happy story. Scarlett Rostin, who is the daughter of Amy Evers Rostin and Tim Rostin, and Amy, of course, is Charlie Evers' daughter, Charlie and Jeannie Evers' daughter. Scarlett got pretty much the lead in the production of Peter Pan Jr. at River Valley High School. I believe she's going to play Wendy. And it's very nice because Scarlett is a kind of, I don't know, I've been around her a few times. She's kind of a shy kid, but she loves the theater. You know, participates in plays, participates in Christmas at the Palace, just loves that sort of thing. And it's so great to see hard work and talent pay off. So we certainly tip our Cubs cap this morning to Scarlett Rostin, who got the role of Wendy in Peter Pan Jr., and I'm sure that Amy and Tim and Jeannie are all very happy for this. I believe the play happens in early November. But Peter Pan's a big play, and Wendy's a big part, and I'm so glad to hear that she got that part, and I'm sure she'll knock it out of the park, and I'm sure her parents are very, very happy, and wherever Charlie is, I'm sure he's looking down very happy as well. You know what I say? A lot of talent in that family. A lot of talent in that family. Certainly Charlie and Jeannie and Tim and Amy, and now you've got Scarlett going out there doing great things. So congratulations to her, and I'm sure she'll knock it out of the park. All right. So, well, now here's another interesting story, by the way. Now, this is a national story, but I think it's indicative of other things going on in the world. On the cover of People magazine this week, if you've been in the grocery store, Kelly Ripa is on the front page of the front cover of the People magazine, because she's written a tell-all book or something like that. And apparently in this book, she speaks not so highly of Regis Philbin. She says she liked him, but that they really didn't have a friendship. Now, I'm not sure what the book really says about Regis, but pretty much they were from different generations. They really didn't have a friendship. He did not treat her the best, I guess, is pretty much what the story is. And that's the story that Kelly Ripa has been putting out, and the books have come out. Well, it's interesting because Regis's other co-star before Kelly Ripa was Kathy Lee Gifford. And apparently Kathy Lee is speaking out as of this morning, yesterday. And she's speaking highly of her friendship with Regis and says that she never had a problem with him, and he was very giving, and they never had a bad word in all the years she was with him. And I think she's upset that Kelly Ripa would write this in the book. And apparently Kathy Lee was asked about Kelly Ripa's book and the comments that Kelly made about Regis Philbin, and Kathy Lee said, "I'm not going to read the book." So there you go. And you know what? I almost have to agree with Kathy Lee on this one, because Regis died a couple years ago. I think he was 88, died back in 2020. What good did it do to put that in the book? Because here's the problem. It's my understanding that Regis retired from that show in 2011. He did not die until 2020, so 9 years passed. And I never heard Kelly Ripa say anything negative about Regis in that 9-year period, that he was alive after he left the show. So why would you wait until 2 years after his death and then go back and write this? What purpose does that serve, even if it's true? And who really knows if it's true or not? But what purpose does that serve when the person is no longer around to write, "You know, we didn't have a friendship. He wasn't particularly nice to me." What's the point when they're dead? Now, if you would have said it when he was alive, he could have responded, and that would have been pretty much that. So, you know, it makes me think, did she put this in there to sell books? I don't know. And again, I'm not saying she's lying. It might be the truth. I don't know. I wasn't there when they worked together. But you had 9 years while he was still alive to say something. Why are you waiting till he's dead 2 years to put this book out and say these unflattering things about him? And apparently it's ticked Kathy Lee off. This is why I always say, I really could never write a book, because, and I was talking with Sarah, it's an interesting subject, because I was talking to Sarah about this last week, because she said she wanted to interview me, and I said there's really nothing to know. Well, one of the reasons it's hard to do an interview is because you do have stories in your mind that maybe are interesting that people have not heard, but maybe they implicate other people who are no longer with us, and you don't want to slam those people because they can't speak for themselves anymore. And that seems to be what this case is. And it's good that Kathy Lee is out there defending Regis. Whether or not the statements are true or not, I don't think it's really about the statements. I just think it's about the timing of making these statements after Regis is dead. So what do you think? 740-751-4038. 56 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Do you think this was a good idea for Kelly Ripa to make these comments about Regis after his death? And do you like that Kathy Lee has come out and defended him? Which I bet he'd be smiling down on Kathy Lee, or maybe he is smiling down on Kathy Lee today for doing this. What do you think? Who is in the wrong here? I could be totally wrong about this. Maybe people feel Kelly Ripa has the right to write whatever she wants. And maybe people feel Kathy Lee should just be quiet. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on this? On Kelly Ripa's negative comments about Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee coming out and defending him? Isn't it interesting, though, that if the stories are true, that Kelly Ripa wrote that two people could have two completely different relationships with the same person, who essentially they were doing the same job. They were just his co-host on the television show. And apparently Kathy Lee had a very good experience with Regis, and apparently Kelly Ripa did not. Now also, I wonder, how much of that do you have to put on yourself? If you're Kelly Ripa, now she was quite a bit younger than Kathy Lee and quite a bit younger than Regis. How much of that do you actually have to put on yourself that you did not have a good friendship with that person? Or didn't have any friendship with that person? You know, how much of it was her fault? Because, you know, it takes two to tango, as they say. Anyway, does anybody have a thought on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you make of the whole Kathy Lee, Kelly, Regis Philbin, I guess, circular drama that's going on right now? All right, well, there's another thing I wanted to mention here, and I don't know how I got away from this yesterday. It was probably because of all the stuff I was doing yesterday, and it didn't cross my mind. But I said I had some news on fruitcakes. I think I said this on Monday, because we're getting ready, of course, for the big fruitcake toss coming up in December. And I got a message, because the Marion Civitan Club has always kind of facilitated the fruitcakes here in Marion. And I got a message from Teresa Lubke, who I believe was the president of the Marion Civitan Club. And I sent her an email just asking her if she would be ready for the fruitcake toss in December, because they played a big part in that last year. And this is the email I got back. Now, this is going to be depressing for a lot of people. Teresa said, Scott, I will not be there for the fruitcake toss. The Marion Civitan Club is no longer doing community service in Marion as of April 15th, 2022. We are not selling Claxton fruitcake in the stores and banks of Marion County. Thank you for thinking of us. Good luck on your toss. Best regards, Teresa Lupton. Pay it forward. Did I say Lupke? It's Lupton. Teresa Lupton. But now there's some news for you. Rip out the front page, put that on the news at the top of the hour. Apparently, the Marion Civitan Club is no longer active in Marion as of April 15th, 2022. And she makes it very clear here, we are not selling Claxton fruitcakes in the stores and banks of Marion County. So there might not be any fruitcake in Marion this year. Oh my. There'll be no fruitcake in the banks of Marion County. And no fruitcakes in the stores, because the Civitan, and I feel bad about the Civitan Club, no longer being active. I wonder what... It may be a membership issue. You know, that happens to a lot of clubs. Happens to a lot of clubs. And I feel bad about that because the Civitan Club always was a great group. But Sarah and everybody else who loves fruitcakes out there, are you hearing this? This is coming from the former head of the Civitan Club. As of today, we are not selling Claxton fruitcakes in the stores and banks of Marion County. Now, you know, it's almost like a dream come true. And I'm sad to say this because I love the Civitan Club. I don't get me wrong. I don't want the Civitan Club to go away. I'm not sure why they went away. I feel bad about that whole thing because I know they did a lot of good work. Well, here we just got an answer, interestingly enough, from Teresa. That's going to tell us what happened with the Civitan Club. Nobody's taking it over. Civitan members in Ohio tried for 9 months to rebuild the club as an inclusive club for people with mental and physical disabilities, and no new volunteers stepped forward to do the work in the Marion community other than the employees of the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. And they can be only be stretched so far in the wonderful work that they do. May you be blessed in the work that you do for Marion. Best regards, Teresa Lupton. Well, that's sad. Now we know why the Civitan Club no longer exists. I know they did a lot of work for people with mental and physical handicaps. And boy, that's sad that they tried for 9 months here in Ohio to rebuild the club and get new people to volunteer. And the only people that would volunteer were people from the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. So that's what did in the Civitan Club as of April 15th, 2022. So no fruitcakes, no Claxton fruitcakes at the banks and the stores this year in Marion. I bet Sarah had to pull the bus over and is crying right now. Now, I feel... That's terrible. Now I really feel bad. I mean, I'm not I don't feel bad that the fruitcakes are going away, but I feel bad that this Civitan Club went by the wayside because they did such good work. That's really, really, really unfortunate. And I don't know that Marion people wouldn't have stepped up. Maybe they didn't know. I don't know. That's just terrible. Terribly, terribly sad. I feel bad. Whoever's on Sarah's bus, I feel bad that the whole thing had to be pulled over. Oh, man. It's a dark day. Go ahead, caller.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, I just got the email.
It was so funny because, as you said, I bet she's pulling the bus over. I was pulling the bus over, but it was just because I was empty, and we run by the half hour, so we have to wait, until I have, 1 minute, I can help. What about the first take?
Well, you didn't hear the story?
I literally just tuned back in, but I heard something about fruitcake.
Yo, what happened? Now, brace yourself. Here's what happened. The Civitan Club, as of April 15th of this year, is no longer active in Marion. And apparently what happened was for a year they were trying to rebuild it here in Marion and Ohio, and they could not get anybody to volunteer except the Board of Developmental Disabilities people, and they can only be stretched so far. So she made it very clear that there will be no Claxton fruitcakes in Marion in the banks and stores this year because the Civitan Club no longer exists in Marion.
Perish the thought. That's terrible.
I know. I feel horrible for the Civitan Club, but boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because those things were $5 a piece. I mean, they probably brought quite a bit of money in.
Well, they did, but it makes me sad in a way because the Civitan Club did such good work for people with developmental disabilities. But I have to say, no fruitcakes this year in Marion. You know, holy moly, this is one of the greatest things that's ever happened.
Now we'll have to go down to Georgia and see Rufus and get him ourselves.
I know, we'll have to go see it. Isn't that a sad development? Because I was getting ready for the fruitcake toss, and I sent her an email, and then I learn all this, that there is no more Civitan Club in Marion.
Well, Scott, you know how the saying goes, where there's a will, there's a fruitcake.
Who says that?
Me.
You just need. I don't. What are you going to do? You can't go through the banks anymore and get a fruit.
I just took and told you I'm going to go down. We're going to have a field trip, and I'll say hi to my brother and sister while I'm down in Georgia. They live in Dalton, and I'll swing by and see Rufus and the gang and pick me up a couple.
Well, here's what I would do. If you're going, you're just going to get a couple, get two.
I don't know the exact number of fruitcakes I'll be purchasing. Why?
Well, let me just say, if you get two or more, make sure the shocks and suspension are good on your car, because you might not make it back.
I'd have to rent a car anyway. I wouldn't even make it to Mount Gilead.
You better tell them you're traveling with heavy freight.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.